Hi there, this is Terry, and this is How to Talk to Teenagers. If you've seen the other videos, it's all about the seven things your child needs to hear, and we're at number four today. I would like to talk about strange thing before we come to number four. That it might feel difficult for you to say these things to your child. And it's easy to think, maybe feel ashamed about that. Maybe feel shame. And it's easy to think that this is really, really shameful and strange. Why am I having problems saying these things to my child? It's only good things, right? Well, here's the answer. Now, with age, I keep forgetting names. Let me tell you, age is not just a number. It's so much more. Marianne Williamson, yes, thank you. Marianne Williamson has the answer to why it feels strange. And here it is. It's beautiful words. Maybe you've seen it before, but if you haven't, if you have, then it's a great reminder. And she says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are the child of God. You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And this is about, I don't know if you've seen this video, but this is your fear of saying these words to your child is connected to your self-esteem. And in my view, that's what Marianne Williamson is writing about. Let me ask you this question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like you? And if you now said, oh, it's minus 5, that's common and natural. I used to be a maybe 2, did not like myself at all. Now I would say I'm a 7. And I want to leave something to grow into. I don't want to stop learning and growing. But your number, how much do you like you, is a great way to measure your self-esteem, how much you like and love yourself. And if I'm guessing, if you have problems saying these things, maybe your number is low, which is fine and normal and natural, no problem, okay? But it's all connected to your inner critic. The inner critic is my inner critic is myself at 17, telling myself I'm not good looking enough, I'm not smart enough. That's the, I think, two most common. Now I know the voice is there. I'm not listening to it as much as I did. But your critic is maybe telling you something negative, which makes you uncomfortable with shining. And saying these words to your teenagers is all about shining. Okay, so if you feel the resistance to say these things, just know that it's not you that's stopping you. It's your inner critic who came, and that voice came to you when you, most likely when you were a child, from your upbringing. That's the past. It's not the present, and it's not the future. Unfortunately, for most people, it is the present and the future, because they keep listening to this voice. And this training is all about helping your child not to have these thoughts, negative thoughts, okay? So, yeah, and I show you a little bit of my book here. You can check it out if you, it's linked down below. That's the, what the Amazon link was all about. So here's the thing to ask your child. What do you like best in yourself? Maybe that's not correct English, but about yourself. About yourself is correct. So I was thinking, because it's really important that we, you know, think positive thoughts, and this is the way you can say it to your child. So I was just curious, what are you most, you know, proud of, or what do you like the best about yourself? And often you will see this teenager go, maybe they will answer, I don't know, and that's normal. If you just say, no, that's fine, but I would like you to, I have, think about it, and I have some suggestions. It's a lot of things I like about you, but it's best if you can think of it from your own brain. And they start thinking, what do I like? Yeah, what do you like? And they learn. Socrates, is that how you say it in English? The philosopher said we're all born with wisdom, but we need questions to give birth to the wisdom. Questions makes us think. Yeah, what do I like about myself? And if they don't have an answer, please come up with some suggestions, so you don't get stuck there. Think of three things you like about them before you ask the questions. Okay? Thank you. If you like this, please subscribe or comment if you feel like it. You can also use my email to send me questions if you want me to talk about something that's related to how to talk to teenagers. Thank you for your attention.